I offer this prayer for my sermon today.
今日啊，牧師同我哋一齊，阿蔡牧師同我哋一齊，我哋一齊祈禱。
Gracious Father God, I ask that the words of my mouth speak your truth and your word.
慈悲嘅主，求你叫牧師口中嘅言語能夠宣講你嘅真理。
Let the reflections of your word show our love.
叫我哋去默想你嘅話語嘅時候，真係睇見你嘅愛。
And our respect for you, Lord.
都係要敬畏你。
And may they be acceptable and pleasing in your sight.
願意我哋都係能夠蒙你嘅悅納。
Amen.
阿門。
So this morning I want to talk about discipleship.
牧師今日想同我哋分享門徒點樣做一個門徒。
Discipleship is learning from and following a teacher or a leader.
作為一個門徒就係跟隨同埋學習你個老師或者一個領袖。
As disciples, we are all followers of Jesus Christ.
作為門徒，我哋就係跟隨主耶穌基督。
I am a disciple. You are a disciple. We are all disciples.
我係一個門徒，你係一個門徒，大家都係門徒。
It is important for us as disciples to understand what Jesus teaches us.
我哋要作為一個門徒，要明白究竟主耶穌教導我哋係教導我哋啲乜嘢。
So that we can learn from his messages and practice faithful discipleship.
所以我哋可以係聽佢嘅教導，並且係實行佢嘅教導。
But first, I want to talk about something that is happening in the United States.
首先，牧師想同我哋分享究竟依家喺美國發生緊嘅事情。
Next month, as you know, we will elect a new president.
下個月我哋會選舉新嘅總統。
So for the past few weeks, we've heard from Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
咁我哋過去幾個禮拜都聽到好多呢個兩個候選人特朗普同埋希拉里所佢哋嘅信息。
There are many TV commercials, newspaper stories, letters, all things trying to convince us to vote for them.
電視機有好多廣告，報紙有好多嘅新聞。亦都係佢哋寄咗好多郵件去我哋屋企，希望我哋咧係投佢哋一票。
Each candidate believes they have the qualifications to be our president.
每一個候選人都覺得佢哋自己係應該作為離任嘅總統。
They tell us what the problems in our country are and how they will solve these problems.
佢話俾你聽，話俾我哋聽，究竟呢個國家有啲咩問題，佢哋有咩解決嘅辦法。
They say we have economic problems, so they give us financial plans.
佢話我哋有經濟問題，佢哋有解決嘅辦法。
They say we have world peace problems, so they give us mediation plans.
佢話呢個世界好唔平靜，好多爭鬥，佢哋有一啲斡旋嘅方法，有啲調解嘅方法。
They say we have violence in the streets, so they give us new laws to reduce crime.
佢話街頭好多暴力，佢哋有新嘅法律可以減少呢啲罪案。
They say there are problems of medical insurance, of education, of homelessness, of hunger, and much more.
佢講到亦都係有呢、這個醫療保險嘅問題、教育嘅問題、無家可歸者嘅問題，同埋飢餓嘅問題，好多其他嘅問題。
So you might wonder, with all these problems, which is the greatest problem?
咁我哋聽到咁多問題嘅時候，我哋喺度諗，究竟咩係最大嘅問題呢
？Surely we must identify the greatest problem and work on it to save the world.
係，我哋真係要揾出一個最嚴重嘅問題，然後咧去解決。去拯救呢個世界。
But I believe that none of these problems that the candidates have mentioned is the greatest problem our world faces.
但係牧師覺得呢兩個候選人所提到嘅所有嘅問題都唔係我哋一個面對世界上面對最大嘅問題。
The greatest problem isn't financial, it isn't world peace, it isn't foreign relations or crime.
依家面對嘅問題唔係一啲經濟嘅問題，或者係外交嘅問題，或者係其他問題。
I believe the greatest problem we face today is a spiritual problem.
牧師覺得最嚴重嘅問題，依家最嚴峻嘅問題就係一個屬靈嘅問題。
We are all facing a spiritual problem.
我哋面對緊一個好嚴峻嘅屬靈嘅問題。
Today, less people believe in God.
今時今日有好少人去相信神。
Today, less people attend church services.
今時今日，好少人去翻教會去敬拜主。
Today, less people read the Bible.
今時今日，好少人去睇聖經。
Today, less people follow Christ.
今日係好少人去真係跟隨基督。
It is up to us to help people to know the Bible.
我哋真係要去幫助人去認識呢個聖經。
As disciples, it is up to us to help people to believe in God.
作為基督徒，作為門徒，我哋係要幫助別人去認識神。
It is up to us to help people follow Christ.
去幫助人去認識聖經，亦都係幫助人去認識主。
We have to solve that spiritual problem.
我哋要解決呢個屬靈嘅問題。
This is what it means to be a disciple.
呢個就係作為門徒嘅意義。
So the first step to accomplishing this.
所以首先要點樣去做呢個工作咧
？Is to have a compassionate spirit.
佢有一個全憐憫嘅心。
Having a compassionate spirit means we are loving, we are kind, we are gentle to ourselves and to others.
有全憐憫嘅心，就即係我哋要以慈悲、以仁愛去待自己、待別人。
This might seem easy to do, but there are many people who do not have a compassionate spirit.
聽嚟好似好容易，但其實好多人都冇存呢個憐憫嘅心。
Instead, they have a critical spirit.
反而佢哋有一個批判嘅態度。
What is a critical spirit?
咩係一個有批判嘅心、批判嘅態度呢
？A critical spirit is an attitude of criticism towards ourselves and towards others.
存住批判嘅態度，即係話我哋即係成日都係挑剔別人、挑剔自己。
We easily find fault with ourselves or with others.
好容易喺自己喺別人身上找到錯處。
We try to tear ourselves apart or break down others.
我哋想拆毀自己、拆毀別人。
We focus more on what is wrong in our lives.Or wrong with others versus what is good in our lives.
我哋成日都側重究竟我哋有咩唔妥，有咩問題，而唔係睇下我哋生命裏邊，我哋自己裏邊有咩好處，或者別人裏邊有咩好處。
So think about yourself first.
所以首先諗下你自己。
And be honest.
要誠實。
Is it easier to list three things about yourself that you don't like?
係咪好容易去揾到你自己生命嘅上邊有三樣唔好嘅嘢
？Or is it easier to list three things about yourself that you do like?
又話係好容易咁揾到三樣嘢喺生命裏邊，你自己裏邊中意嘅嘢。
And what about the people in our lives, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers?
我哋周圍嘅人又點咧？我哋嘅鄰居、我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友、我哋嘅同事。
Are there things about them that we are critical about and want to change?
係咪喺佢身上裏邊揾到一啲你唔中意嘅嘢，希望我哋能夠改變嘅咧
？This is having a critical spirit.
呢個就係一個好批判嘅態度，批判嘅心態。
We must stop having a critical spirit.
我哋唔好再有一個批判嘅態度或者批判嘅心。
Instead, we have to learn to have a compassionate spirit.
而係要存住一個憐憫嘅心。
In this morning's passage from Luke chapter 6, we hear the wisdom of the words Jesus taught us.
喺今日嘅經文裏邊，係路加福音第六章聽耶穌所講嘅教導。
He taught us to be compassionate towards ourselves and towards others.
佢教導我哋存憐憫嘅心，待自己，待別人。
He starts with a parable in verse 39.
在39節嗰度話
Jesus also told them this parable. Can a blind person who is blind guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit?
在39節話耶穌又用比喻對他們說瞎子豈能領瞎子兩個人不是都要掉在坑裡麼
Here Jesus is telling the people that they must be strong in faith in order to lead others in faith.
喺呢度講到耶穌話：我哋一定要有強大嘅信心，先可以領人去相信神。
He is not talking about physical blindness。
佢唔係講個肉體上嘅盲目。
But he is talking about spiritual blindness。
係講到靈裏邊嘅失明。
Spiritual blindness is not seeing the greatness of the glory of God before you。
屬靈嘅盲瞎嘅眼瞎就係睇唔見神喺你面前，但係你睇唔見佢嘅榮耀，睇唔見佢嘅全能。
Spiritual blindness is not believing in the saving power of Jesus Christ.
係屬靈裏邊嘅眼瞎，就係睇唔見神嗰個救贖嘅大能。
So he is then asking, how can a person who is spiritually weak be expected to guide another person who is spiritually weak?
所以點可以期望一個屬靈軟弱嘅人去帶領別人去相信神呢
？But Jesus, he gives them hope.
但係主耶穌俾我哋盼望。
He tells the people in verse 40.
主耶穌在第四十節說
A disciple is not above the teacher
學生不能高過先生
But everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher
凡學成了的不過和先生一樣
This is reassuring news
這是一個很安慰的說話
He is giving the people then and us today hope
他是給當時的人和今時今日的我們都是有盼望
We as disciples must continue to read the Bible to pray dailyTo love God fully in order to be qualified to do the work of Christ.
作為門徒，我哋要讀經，要每日祈禱，同埋要完全去愛神， 才能够是能够成全主的工。
First, we must read the Bible.
首先我们要去读圣经。
In Joshua 1, verse 8, God tells us that the Bible is the law.
在约书亚记一章八节话，他话这律法书，话神嘅话就系律法书。
And we are instructed.
同埋我哋系要学习。
To keep this book of the law always on your lips.
佢话这律法书不可离开你的口。
To meditate on it day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
Then you will be prosperous and successful.
如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
We must read the Bible daily.
我们每日要看圣经。
We must also pray daily.
我们都应该每日去祷告。
The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节咁话。
Apostle Paul says, "Rejoice always."
要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
We must pray daily.
我们要每日祷告。
And we must also love God fully.
我们也都要完全去爱神。
When asked by his disciples, what is the greatest commandment?
当门徒问主耶稣咩是最大诫命，
Jesus answers in Matthew 22, verse 37 to 38.
主耶稣在马太福音22章37到38节说，
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul.
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是诫命中的第一。
So we are all capable of doing these things.
所以我们是有能力去做到这些的。
To read the Bible, to pray daily, to love God fully.
是每日读经、每日祷告，也都是完全去爱神。
These simple steps qualify us to be disciples.
叫我们能够成为主的门徒。
However, many of us have a critical spirit and are critical of ourselves.
但是很多人都存着一个批判的心、批判的态度，对我们自己或者对别人都是一样。
We think we aren't experts in the Bible, so we don't share the Bible with others.
他觉得自己不是一个圣经的专家、圣经的权威，那他就不同人分享神的话。
We fear that we will say the wrong words when we pray, so we are silent instead.
他们怕他们祷告的时候讲错说话，那他宁愿不出声了。
We worry that money or home or job, relationships aren't right in our lives.
我们说担心我们的家庭，担心我们的经济，和人与人之间的关系。
So we focus on those things instead of focusing on God.
我们就将我们的注意力集中在这些问题上，而不是专注在神身上。
These are all obstacles we place in our lives.
这些都是我们生命里面 的难阻。
These obstacles make us spiritually blind.
叫我们的属灵眼睛瞎了。
And they can lead us into falling into the pit of no faith.
叫我们跌到这个坑里面，是缺乏信心的坑里面。
We must stop being critical of ourselves.
我们不要再去对自己这么有批判的态度。
We must study the Bible and share the Word of God with others.
我们要看圣经，也都是同人分享神的话。
We must feel confident that our prayers are acceptable to God.
我们有信心，我们的祷告是蒙神所悦纳。
And we must not be silent.
我们不可以去沉默。
And we must focus on God first.
我们要专注在神身上。
To always put him first in our lives.
将他放在我们生命的首位。
When we have a compassionate spirit towards ourselves, then we are able to have a compassionate spirit towards others.
当我们存住怜悯的心对自己，我们都可以用存住怜悯的心对别人。
This means being kind and loving instead of being critical and judging.
叫我们能够恩慈相待，而不是有批判或者挑剔别人或者自己。
Now, for many of us, we are very confident that we would never, never be critical of others.
可能有些人在觉得自己，哦，我不是一个很挑剔、很批判人的人。
But let me share with you a funny but true story.
但是牧师今天跟我们分享一个很有趣但有真实的故事。
About how even the most confident, faithful people can have a critical spirit.
就是一些就算很有信心、很信靠神的人，也都能够，也都抱着一个批判、挑剔的态度。
In Delaware, Pennsylvania, in 1979,
在1979年，在特拉维 縣嘅賓夕凡尼亞州特拉維縣發生咗件事。
There were many robberies committed by one man.
有一個人咧，去周圍打劫。
This man was called the Gentleman Bandit.
呢個人有個花名叫做好有禮貌嘅賊佬。
Because he was always polite to the stores he was robbing.
因為咧，佢對每一次去打劫嘅時候都好有禮貌嘅。
He would point the gun to the store worker.
佢會用支槍指住呢個店員。
But he would always say please when asking for the money.
佢會話唔該，請你。
And he would always say thank you when he took the money and the store items.
咁當佢攞咗佢嘅裝物之後咧，佢就會講多謝。
This was in 1979, so there were no video cameras and there were no cell phones.
咁喺嗰陣時係1979年，就冇一啲錄像機、攝像機或者咧手機，亦都冇嗰陣時亦都冇手機可以將呢啲人咧錄呢啲事情錄低。
So the police did drawings of the gentleman bandit based on the store workers' descriptions of the robber.
咁警察就根據呢啲店員嘅描述，就將呢個好有禮貌嘅賊佬咧嘅樣咧個形象咧畫咗出嚟。
And based on these drawings, they arrested a Catholic priest.
咁啊，跟住呢個根據呢個店員嘅描述咧，就畫咗呢個樣，就捉咗一個天主教嘅神父。
The Catholic priest was named Father Pagano.
咁呢個天主教神父叫做Pagano神父。
At first, the faithful people of his churchdoubted that Father Pagano was the robber.
最初嘅時候，呢個教會都嘅會友都好懷疑，究竟點解呢個神父 Pagano 會係一個賊佬咧
？But soon these faithful people they began to be critical of him.
但係冇幾耐之後，呢啲教會嘅人咧就開始批判佢、挑剔佢。
They began to believe he was the robber.
佢哋開始懷疑並相信呢個 Pagano 神父就係呢個賊佬。
They criticized him for not living in the church parsonage with the other priests.
佢批評呢個神父咧，佢冇同其他嘅神父一齊住埋一齊。
So they wondered if he paid for his own home with stolen money.
咁佢點交租咧？梗係搶咗錢之後翻嚟咧，攞啲錢嚟交租。
They complained that he didn't spend a lot of time at church.
佢哋挑剔批評佢話佢成日都唔喺教會裏邊。
So maybe he was out robbing the stores.
佢梗係出邊去打劫啦，所以成日都唔喺教會。
They judged him for buying gifts for the children of the church.
咁佢哋都係批評佢買禮物翻嚟俾啲教會嘅小朋友。
And they wondered if he bought these gifts with the stolen money.
佢話呢啲錢點嚟嘅咧？點會有錢買呢禮物咧？梗係搶劫翻嚟噶啦。
They were so critical of him that some church members even testified against him at the trial.
咁有啲人咁批判佢，咁懷疑佢，甚至咧喺呢個審訊嘅時候咧指證佢。
But on the last day of the trial,
但喺審訊嘅最後一日
，a man named Ronald Klaus came forward.
有一個人叫 Ronald Klaus 就自首啦。
And Ronald admitted that he was a gentleman bandit.
佢就承認佢自己就係呢個有禮貌嘅賊佬。
Ronald had some of the money and items to prove it.
咁佢就點樣證明自己咧？原來咧，佢搶劫翻嚟嘅錢同埋一啲證物咧，就證明佢自己係嗰個賊佬。
And Ronald's face looked exactly like Father Pagano.
原來呢個賊佬咧個樣同呢個神父個樣好似嘅。
But Father Pagano wasn't guilty.
咁呢個神父係清白噶。
He explained that he used his own money to live in his own place.
呢個神父咧就解釋佢用佢自己嘅錢係唔同其他嘅神父一齊住。
So that the older priests could have their own rooms at the church house.
所以啲老啲嘅神父可以自己喺呢個教會嘅屋裏邊咧，可以有自己嘅房間。
He said he was away from the church a lot.
佢成日都唔喺教會裏邊。
Because he was cooking meals and feeding the homeless daily.
因為佢每日都去煮嘢食俾嗰啲無家可歸嘅人。
And he was buying gifts of school supplies for the children of the church.
佢都係買一啲禮物，買啲文具送俾教會嘅小朋友。
Because some of the children's mothers and fathers were out of work.
因為呢小朋友有啲父母係失業。
Father Pagano was innocent.
Father 呢個神父係清白嘅。
But the church people had a critical spirit.
但係因為呢啲教會嘅人有一個批判嘅態度。
And they were quick to condemn him.
咁就好快去譴責佢。
Even the most faithful people can easily become critical.
就算一啲好忠心嘅人、好信神嘅人都可能變得好容易挑剔人。
We must be cautious not to be so critical of others.
我哋要好小心，唔好去批判，輕易咁批判挑剔別人。
In this morning's passage, Jesus is addressing how many of the people had become so critical of others.
咁喺呢段今日嘅经文里边，主耶稣提醒我哋，有好多人都系好容易去挑剔、去批判别人。
Yet they were hypocritical because they themselves lacked faith.
佢哋好伪善，因为佢自己缺乏信心。
So Jesus challenges them in this morning's passage from Luke 6, verse 41.
所以今日在经文里面有提到是路加福音六章四十一节。
Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye?
为什么你看见你弟兄眼中有刺
？But do not notice the log in your own eye.
却不想自己眼中有梁木呢
？How can you say to your neighbor?
你不见自己眼中有梁木
？Friend, let me take that speck out of your eye.
怎能对你弟兄说用我去掉你眼中的刺呢
？When you yourself don't see the log in your own eye.
但是你眼看不见自己眼中的梁木
You hypocrite
你这假冒为善的人
First take that log out of your own eye
先去掉自己眼中的梁木
And then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye
然后才能清楚看得见去掉你弟兄眼中的刺
Jesus is telling us that the way to helping people grow in faith is not to condemn them
主耶稣说我们帮助别人去在信仰的路里面成熟是不是去谴责他们
But you show them love instead.
而是爱他们。
Imagine that we have a scale with two sides.
我们想象下有一个天平有两边。
We are on one side of the scale with the heavy log in our eye.
我们在天平的一边，但眼中有梁木。
That log represents our sin.
那个梁木就是我们的罪。
Then imagine the person that you know that doesn't have Christ in their hearts yet.
那想象下天平的另一边有一个未认识主耶稣的人。
They are on the other side of the scale with a speck in their eye.
他们在天平的另外一边，眼中有刺。
But we can't reach them because the heavy log in our eye has weighed us down.
我们看不到，我们不可以接触到他，因为我们眼中的梁木令到我们很沉重。
They are not near us.
我们接触不到他们。
Then we are both spiritually blind.
我们两个属灵里面都是盲的。
As Jesus reminds us in this morning's passage.
就好似主耶稣今日喺经文里边提醒我哋。
The cure for spiritual blindness is to first recognize our own sins and our own faults.
我哋去医治好我哋属灵里边嘅盲目，系首先要承认自己嘅罪。
We must have a compassionate spirit towards ourselves.
我哋要对自己有怜悯嘅心。
And take that log out of our eye by confessing our faults and sins.
去除佢眼中嘅梁木，然后系承认自己嘅罪。
To know that God will be compassionate and forgive us.
知道神是怜悯我们，原谅我们。
Then we are able to see clearly and have a compassionate spirit towards others.
咁我们就可以清楚看见，然后对别人都是有怜悯的心。
We must have a compassionate spirit towards others.
我们要对别人有怜悯的心。
We must not judge, must not be critical, must not discourage others.
我们不要挑剔，不要批判，不要令别人去沮丧、灰心。
If we judge others, are critical or discouraging,
如果我们批判去挑剔别人的时候
then we are weighing them down on the scale and will never be reached.
他们是在天平的另外一边是沉重下来，我们是接触不到他们。
And if they can never be reached, they can never be brought to Christ.
我们接触不到他们的时候，他们就不可以去认识主耶稣。
Instead, we must lift them up with kind words.
我们应该用温言的说话去鼓励他们。
We must encourage them on their faith journey.
我们要鼓励他们在信仰的路里面。
And we must teach them about God.
并去教导神的话。
This raises them up on the scale, and then we are able to reach them.
他叫他天平另一边升上来，我们就可以跟他们有接触。
This is how we let Jesus' light shine through us.
这个就可以让到主耶稣的光去照耀我们。
So we can help people become followers of Christ.
叫其他人能够认识主耶稣，跟随佢。
For Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 12.
系就喺好似约翰福音八章十二节咁话。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
But will have the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。
Jesus is the life that will lead us.
主耶稣的光是带领我们的光。
He will lead us out of the spiritual darkness.
带领我们是在属灵的黑暗里面走出来。
He is the solution to the spiritual problems.
他就是那个属灵问题里面的解决的那个答案，那个解决。
The solution to the spiritual problems that the world faces.
就係我哋而家面對緊世界上面屬靈問題嘅解決嘅辦法。
So I close with this short exercise for us to do.
牧師結束嘅時候有一個練習同大家一齊做嘅。
Turn to the people next to you and say these words.
咁咧，你要同你隔離嘅人咧，就要講呢句説話。
You are loved by God.
神愛你。
You are loved by God.
You are loved by God.
You are loved by God. Say, I will be loving, not critical towards you.
我會用愛待你，我唔會批評你。
我會用loving，
用愛待你，唔批評你。
And last, say, may the light of Christ shine through you.
最後咧就講願神嘅光，主耶穌嘅光照耀你。
願神嘅光照耀你。
I had you say these three things for two reasons.
牧師啊，你做呢三樣嘢咧，要講三樣嘢咧，係有兩個原因。
First, if you are able to say them to others around you.
首先，如果你能夠將呢句説話，呢三樣嘢係同你周圍嘅人講咧。
Then you are giving compassion to others.
你係對別人有存住憐憫嘅心。
Second, as you are hearing the words.
第二就係當你聽到別人對你講呢啲説話之後，
As these words are said to you,
當佢哋對你講呢啲説話之後，
you are also receiving compassion from others.
你係接納緊人對你嘅憐憫。
So we know that we must have a spirit of compassion.
我哋知道我哋要存住憐憫嘅心，
to give and receive from others.
去付出亦都去接受。
We must read the Bible, pray daily, and love God fully.
我哋要睇聖經，每日去禱告，亦都係完全去愛神。
This is how we define being a disciple.
我哋能夠做到咁樣，就係做主嘅門徒。
I am a disciple.
我係門徒。
我係門徒。You are a disciple.
你係門徒。
We are all disciples.
我們全部都係門徒。
Amen.
阿門。
让我一起站立，我哋一起重唱。